The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Los Angeles from American musician Anne Clark, better known as St. Vincent. It was released on September 6, 2017 as the second single from her fifth album, Mass Seduction. John Murphy of Music OHM says Mass Seduction is nothing less than an absolutely towering achievement. A year after we all mourned the loss of creative geniuses like David Bowie and Prince, we should be thankful that one of our spiritual successors in Annie Clark is on fine form. You're listening to Trinket Box. I am your host, Maria, with you for the next hour. Today's edition is a bit louder than usual. And today's edition looks at female artists in the rock genre, which has a wide scope. It may not be for everybody, that is the greatest thing about community radio. It gives a voice to that not often heard. Today's edition is dedicated to my partner Matt and my longtime friend Robin. I searched what's the difference between hard rock and metal, and here are a couple of explanations. Hard rock bands are often known for their aggressive high-energy sound. Metal, on the other hand, is a heavier and more extreme form of rock music. Metal bands often use heavier guitars and distorted sound to create a more aggressive sound. Metal music is often characterized by its fast tempo and aggressive lyrics. Compared to rock, metal is usually heavier, specifically in the extreme subgenres of death and black metal. Moreover, while rock music often features an electric guitar with cleaner and softer tones, metal usually has pulsating double bass and or disorientated guitars. Coming up now from British indie rock group Wet Leg, who are from the Isle of Wight, were founded in 2019 by Rhiann Teasdale and Hester Chambers. They debuted with the single Chaise Lounge in 2021. Their self-titled album debuted in 2022 at number one on the UK album chart, Australia's ARIA albums chart and the Irish albums chart. At the 65th annual Grammy Awards, Wet Leg won Best Alternative Music Album for their debut and Best Alternative Music Performance for Chaise Lounge. They were nominated for Best New Artist. They also won Best New Artist and Best British Group at the 2023 Brit Awards. So here they are now, Wet Leg with Chaise Lounge.
On the chaise long, on the chaise long, on the chaise long, on the chaise long. Te reo irirangi o te tau ehu, Fresh FM.
Black Sheep by Dorothy. Lauren Schaffer of Loudwire said of that track, "We have a song for the rock community and the fans called Black Sheep." Gifts from the Holy Ghost is the third album by American rock band Dorothy, released on April 22, 2022. The album was preceded by the singles Rest in Peace and the track you just heard, Black Sheep. Lauren also wrote, "The lyric she loved most in the song was, 'We are blood, we are family.' Dorothy told us in an interview, 'There's a sense of mutual trust and friendship amongst people who spend a lot of time together that's so beautiful in our community.'" Rock band from Los Angeles, California, Dorothy, formed in 2014. The band features vocalist Dorothy Martin, who, early in 2013, was introduced to producer and guitarist Mac Jackson and his production partner, Ian Scott, by her cousin Sam Wooford, who was playing guitar at the time for Jackson's band, The Remedy. When we heard Dorothy's voice, we were like, holy shit, if we put this behind some serious old-school metal riffs, we have something big. Up next from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, featuring singer-songwriter and musician Michael Handris, better known as Perfume Genius. Writer David Black of the Rolling Stone magazine says, Yeah Yeah Yeahs are back with their first new song in nearly a decade. Spitting off the edge of the world is the first offering from their up-and-coming album Cool It Down, released in September last year. Spitting Off the Edge of the World is a smouldering cut that finds Karen O sharing vocal duties with Perfume Genius, their voices combining as the song builds to a massive peak filled with crashing drums and keening guitar riffs. Here is that track for you now. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Karen from Austria, and you're listening to Fresh FM. Hallo, ich bin Karin aus Österreich und ihr hört jetzt Radio Fresh FM.
Rebel Girl from punk rock band Bikini Kill. It was released in three different recorded versions in 1993 on an EP, an LP and a 7-inch single. The single version was produced by Joan Jett and features her on guitar and background vocals. Widely considered a classic example of punk music, the song remains symbolic of the riot girl movement of the 1990s. The band wrote songs together and encouraged a female-centric environment at their shows, urging women to come to the front of the stage and handing out lyric sheets to them. Singer Kathleen Hanna would also dive into the crowd and personally remove male hecklers. By the following year, Riot Girl had received constant attention in the media and Bikini Kill were increasingly referred to as the pioneers of the movement. Hanna called for a media blackout amongst Riot Girls as they felt the band and the movement were being misrepresented by the media. The pioneer reputation endures, but as Hanna recalls, Bikini Kill was very vilified during the 90s by so many people and hated by so many people, and she says she thinks that that's been kind of written out of history. People were throwing chains at our heads. People hated us. It was really, really hard to be in that band. The band pioneered the Riot Girl movement with feminist lyrics and fiery performances. Their music is abrasive and hardcore influenced. After two full-length albums, several EPs and two compilations, they disbanded in 1997. They reunited for tours in 2019 and 2022 with Erica Dawn Lyle on guitar in place of Karen. Coming up now is the song Panic by Yonaka, an English rock band based out of Brighton. Lead singer Teresa Jarvis says Panic is a song about having a panic attack and how the body gets taken over by this other entity. I've got the angel and the devil on my shoulders constantly arguing about which road I should go down and how mental health carries a weight so heavy that it's hard to feel affected by outside dangers. but I want you to feel the lightness of the track, and I want to make you laugh because I'm literally having an argument with myself. So here is that song now, Panic.
I'm sorry if I caused alarm or made you panic, but seek these voices in my head that drive me panic. I tripped up, slipped up, did a bad thing. I can't get no peace cause my mind rings. I have always been attracted to the danger. I cleaned up a little, yeah, but it was never a stranger. All day, all night, never switch off. Grave shift worker, now I'm my own boss. It was never enough. My night paralysis screams when nobody wakes up. I ask politely, can I leave? But there's a hole in my boat. Oh, I'm sinking, oh, I'm sinking, oh, I'm sinking. Hey, I'm stuck.
Fresh FM, radio by, for and about the top of the South.
I know that it sounds absurd, but sometimes I just get the urge that if there really was a purge, you're the one that I'd kill first. I hate the way you drive your car, so I cut the brakes and key your heart. You talk too much, you're not that smart, so I shut you up with a crowbar. If you think this song is about you, it is. You said I'd never do it, I did. I've got intrusive thoughts. I got your name on my list and a target on your back, and I'm blowing a little kiss to your mommy and your dad. I'll tell them that you fell when I push you off the roof. I'll send you to hell and your new bitch too. I'm
such intrusive thoughts.
I got intrusive thoughts. I got intrusive thoughts.
Nessa Barrett lets her intrusive thoughts run free on Bang Bang. She says she wrote the song about the rage she experiences at times as a result of her struggle with borderline personality disorder. There's times where I just get so mad, I think about the craziest things I want to do in that moment. I feel like everyone deep down has intrusive thoughts, even though they don't want to admit it, she says. Barrett has been candid about facing BPD and why she hopes to break the notion that every music star has a picture-perfect life. I wish that I had a person that was releasing music or openly advocating for mental health to help me realise that there's a lot of people that have to go through it, she previously told 17. If I saw an artist that was successful and they still dealt with mental health, then I would have known it was okay for me as well. Bang Bang is Barrett's first single of the year, the follow-up to her album Forever Young, which she released last year in 2022. You're listening to Trinket Box, broadcasting from the Fresh FM studio in Nelson. Replays of the show can be heard next Monday at noon, Monday nights at 10 on Radio Southland, and every second Thursday afternoon on Otago Access Radio. Up next, from Brittany Howard, the track History Repeats. It is off the album Jamie, dedicated to a sister who died from cancer in her teens. The album is a mix of several musical styles that reflects intimate events and perspectives in Howard's life, an album that explored her personal history and beliefs. In addition to discussing the death of her sister, the album explores growing up poor, the prejudice that her parents faced as an interracial couple, and her struggle with religious faith. Here is that song now, History Repeats, from Brittany Howard.
Fresh FM, Radio by, for, and about the top of the South.
Thank you.
That was the track Dig Me Out by American rock band Sleater Kenny, released in 1997. Dig Me Out marked the debut of Janice West, who would become the band's longest-serving drummer. The music on record was influenced by traditional rock and roll bands, while the lyrics deal with issues of heartbreak and survival. Before that, Canadian heavy metal band Spirit Box. The track was Retroscope. Husband and wife duo, guitarist Mike Stringer and vocalist Courtney LaPlante. They are from Victoria, British Columbia, and formed in 2017. Now, Florence and the Machine have released a cover of No Doubt's Tragic Kingdom single, Just a Girl. It features in a new trailer for the second season of the hit series Yellow Jackets. In a press statement, the lead vocalist and primary songwriter and co-producer of this cover, Florence Welsh, says, "I am such a big fan of Yellow Jackets, and this era of music and this song especially had a huge impact on me growing up, so I was thrilled to be asked to interpret it in a deeply unsettling way for the show." She continued, "We really tried to add some horror elements to this iconic song to fit the tone of the show. And as someone whose first musical love was pop punk and Gwen Stefani, it was a dream job." Here is that track now from Florence and the Machine, Just a Girl.
Pink ribbon off my eyes. I'm exposed, and it's no big surprise. Don't you think I know exactly where I stand? This world is forcing me to hold your
Just a girl, living in captivity. Your rule of thumb makes me worry so. Oh, I'm just a girl. What's my destiny? What has come to is making. New Zealand On Air, supporting Fresh FM.
Crashing Down from Metric. Frontwoman Emily Haynes told UK newspaper The Sun, "It's an end of days banger expressing solidarity with whoever it is you would want to have beside you in the event of a catastrophe. It might be your best friend, your sister or your dog. It can be found on Formentera, released in July of 2022. Podcasts of the show titled Trinket Box Rocks and others can be found through our website, freshfm.net. Today, finishing with Kiwi metal band Devil Skin, the track Little Pills off their debut album We Rise, released in 2014. The first single of the album, Little Pills, is about vocalist Jenny Skulunda's own experiences. After the end of a love affair, she also lost a job, moved to New Zealand and took antidepressants. After she started taking these little pills, she suddenly felt unhappy. Paul Martin bumped into her in Hamilton in 2010, and then after much persistence from Martin, they both agreed to form a band, enlisting Tony Nail Vincent from Chuggernaut, one of Hamilton's leading hard rock bands, and local drummer Rob McQuinn. After a few shows, Rob was involved in a motorcycle accident and needed to have an operation, forcing Martin to press gang his son Nick Martin into temporarily replacing him. The band then decided to take on Nick as the full-time drummer. With the band lineup settled, Vincent and Paul Martin solidified the Devil Skin image by adopting their distinctive pink goatees. Devilskin played at the Homegrown Festival last weekend, March 18th, and they are taking their Let Me Breathe tour across Aotearoa. So if you're in Nelson, you can catch them at the Rattlin' Hum Bar, May 19th. Here is that track now, Little Pills.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.